to the voters. Branson School District did not want to put it on their ballot. Hollister School District agreed to do that, and it was passed. Once Branson saw the benefit of OTC and the reduced cost to its the people who lived in their district, they put it on their ballot and were pulled into the district. So that's been done before.
I think Sheila's commissioner is asking about our attorney.
My thought was that Benzit had already been discussed between the two and been advised as far as the finances, what the private library, Taney Hills, mm-hmm. how they were going to handle the transition, if they were going to just deed it over, like I think Mr. Elliott said it could be done, if it's not in an endowment or anything, if they were just going to do that for the to make a public library, or if they were going to have it appraised and expect the library to be purchased.
Yeah, we have not gone that deep with them yet. We can.
There's been talk about them setting up as a foundation type that is a supporter of the Taney County Library, that for example, maybe when they vacate that library, that they might turn it into offices that could be leased that would make some money that would then go to the Taney County Library. So there's a variety of things up in the air in regards to that discussion. But they know that
we can gather more.
They don't want to keep running a thrift shop. They've had to hire someone to run the thrift shop. They've had to hire someone to run the bookstore in order to make sure that they have consistency in operation and plenty of help. We also need to ask of you, when you appointed us on the board, you appointed two of those people have one-year appointments. One of them is Roger Newell, one of them is Annie. We're asking that Annie be reappointed. Roger has asked to step down from the board, and he is willing to do that before July 1st in order to pull somebody in due to health issues. And within the next week, we would like to get three names submitted to you to choose from to replace Roger on that board, and ask that perhaps within a week after that, that you name someone officially to the board to replace Roger.
That's not a problem. We can have him fill out some sort of resignation sentence or something. We can accept the resignation, then we can appoint.
Okay.
So. And we had an application before.
Yes.
I think it's still up on
the
website.
Yes, if it's not, it can be up.
Yes. Okay.
Letting them know they need to be in the R4, R5 school district. Just information, when we discussed it, you know, some months ago, and they were talking like a 20-cent levy per 100, mm-hmm. and now we're talking 18, but if it were the 20-cent, as Commissioner Williams had said, if you were a commercial property and say your property's appraised value like $1 million, then your assessed value would be $320,000. So that person would have $640 would be there at 20. Mm-hmm. If it was $1,500,000 and this is at 20, then the tax amount would be $960. The appraised value on that is 32 of the market value.
Thank you. What we see a future library is a community gathering place, as libraries have become. We want a place that has meeting rooms, which they're constantly requests for that. We want a place that has, eventually we'd like to be able to put in a great big room that could be divided up, but it could be some place for large community gatherings. We want to be able to increase the number of educational programs being offered to the public. Right now, the ones that are being offered at the library, they're limited by space to one room. They're all, I say sellouts. They charge maybe a little bit for some are free, but very, very popular. We see it as being a place for children's activities more than just reading rooms. Right now, there are children activities many times with reading days with children are maxed out with numbers where they have to turn kids away. Mm-hmm. Same with the summer programs. Parking is a nightmare at that library on some days where you have to park up or down. There's another group across the road from them a day a week, one or two days a week, that is there to park in the library. And there's no way to go up with that library because you still have parking issues. We see it as having maker spaces. If you've ever been in a Springfield library, particularly the one on South Campbell, that is used to be a lumber yard, and they turned it into a library, but it is a going place. There's always things going on in that library. We want a place that has vestibules that students can come in and study. There's a lot of students in both school districts that do not have internet that find themselves having to park outside of a McDonald's or someplace that has internet so that students can be able to come there and to work together in small groups.
Expanded hours.
We have lots of seniors.
Yeah. Expanded hours.
Yes. And to encourage literacy classes. I heard a figure at a Rotary meeting a couple of weeks ago that 38% of the people in Taney County are considered illiterate. So there's a real need for encouraging literacy classes and providing opportunities for people of all ages to learn to read.
To touch on that, if there's anybody that's wanting to do it immediately, doesn't OTC offer those classes already? I think OTC already offers literacy classes, so if there is a need for that right now, there is something already in the community that allows that. So you might, if somebody comes to you guys saying, hey, we'd like this,
be taking place already.
So just letting you know, that is available, so make sure that, yeah.
The one thing about that, though, is a person who does not know how to read may be very intimidated going into a college to learn how to read, as opposed to going into a community library.
Or junior college. Yeah.
Would there possibly, I know this is, probably you can't answer this, but if there would be possibly a one-on-one to cover what you're saying, instead of a group of five or six, they can begin with one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea with the flex space that Debbie was speaking of is that it could be, what we're also hearing from is businesses wanting to do job interviews and needing a quiet space to do that. So having space that's available for small group, for private, and then mid to large. So having that flexible space just is it's scarce in the area. So the idea is that the library is to be both a reflection of our community and our history, but also to enhance it and to, understanding that people were built to be together and to deepen their knowledge, but also their understanding. And this is the space that we really want to create for our community.
Any further questions?
I just wanted to be clear. Anna McGregory's on a one-year term, and Roger Newell's a one-year term, and you won't Anna to move to a...
I think our options are 1 year, 2 year, and 3 year, correct?
Well, I'm not sure because that was all done.
Yes.
Like, so then after that it would be...
Honey is a 4 year.
It's all stair step.
We'll
look at it and see what the...
You can advise.
The others would have to move around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I do have to congratulate you on your choice of the applicants because it is a very diverse group with totally different experience, life experience, and the way this group has melded as a team has been extremely impressive with people taking on responsibilities. And frankly, Mindy, Garrett, and Annie are three of the busiest people in Taney County, and they're very passionate about this and have allocated time for it, so thank you.
That would be the goal in any board, is to try to make it diversified so that everyone can contribute
the
something.
The discussions
Thank
have been
you for
lively.
That.
Anything else we can do for you?
Does that conclude your presentation?
We do need to ask you what your timeline is to get the wording of the ballot to you, because it has to be to the, it has to be to you guys completely by May 30th. Is that correct?
May 25th.
May 25th. Yes. Okay. So what is your timeline?
Mr. Elliott, how much time would you want to look at the ballot language before we voted on it, if it were to?
At least before the final certification date.
I know.
So
a
April.
A month before, 3 weeks before.
We were thinking by the end of April. Does that give you plenty of time?
Okay.
And we do have an attorney who's putting that together, who put together the wording for Christian County.
I guess, how does that work? If you guys are a county board, should you not be utilizing the county? And it, maybe that's what Commissioner Wyatt was speaking to. I don't know. Is that not something Mr. Elliott needs to be a part of? Or
if it's a county board, because I thought Mr. Styron was advising back before the board was appointed, and like he advised Christian County and so forth. If it's official county board, Mr. Elliott?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, folks. I'm happy to take a look at that. I don't know.
Okay. We're not going to do anything without his approval anyways.
Yeah.
We're afraid of him.
I understand.
So it may be.
That's why
the advantage
for your time
for us to chat with you.
But then we have to allow him to chat with you.
Okay.
So.
Do we need to ask for permission now, or do we?
I think we have some meetings with him later on. We'll probably discuss it with him in private.
Okay.
And I think you mentioned you'd get it to him, the ballot language, you would have it by the end of April. Is that what you said? And he thought that would give him enough time to look at it and to let us know. And then we'd have to get agendized to vote on.
Our board has not officially voted on the 0.18 levy level. We've had it in a work session for discussion. We'll be discussing that the first Tuesday of April, and we'll be voting on it, but we wanted to hear your input first.
Okay. $1.87 million is a lot of money for existing library that I understand the goals and everything else, but we just said operating a $300-some-odd-thousand-dollar budget right now.
Right. But the idea is to have enough money to be able to borrow, and we are looking at the ability to borrow from local banks, not to bond.
Why would we borrow? I don't know that we want to get into that discussion right now.
Okay. Because we have to have enough money to build and not wait 3 more years to build. After we get the first money.
So it's a 5-member board that would control that amount of money, make those decisions. And once if that is voted on the ballot by the people, it's a permanent levy. And I just would want all the people to understand what they're voting on and be as transparent as possible. Be my goal. And,
okay.
That's the idea of putting together the 5-year budget so they can see what we're projecting, a projected timeline, and the FAQs that we've tried to think of every question people might be asking.
But 5 or 10 years from now, that money is still coming
in. Right.
And
well, that's why the concept of 3 phases with the library.
And 20 years from now, that money is still coming in.
You got it when you do it.
Right. So having the transparency on the language on the ballot would be of the most importance.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Yeah.
Anything else? You good? Commissioner White?
Yes.
Good. Thank you so much.
Ladies, thank you for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll get names to you to replace Roger.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is appointment of representation to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board. And we have a resolution in front of us.
Good
Move to approve the resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board, appointing Sheila Wyatt.
Second.